Welcome to the National Awakening Conference call. My name is Marlon Sharp. I am the National Field Director for STAND, and here is your host, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and thanks, as always, for joining us. Thanks for taking time out of your schedules to be a part of this call. And we always endeavor to have people who we believe will sow something, contribute something into your life, into your efforts to try to save this country. And today, we have a very, very special guest, and I'm excited about it. So let's have a word of prayer. I'll introduce her, and we'll get started. And by the way, I want to let everybody know, we're going to do an interview style today, so that I'm going to be asking our guests questions, and then as soon as I get the conversation started, you will be able to weigh in. So, Connor, we'll get the Q&A ready, and so folks, you know to press star 6 to get in queue. And so most of the time we're going to spend today will be answering your questions, okay, having our guests answer your questions. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you so much for everything you've done for us, because you've been so very good to us that we couldn't begin to tell it all. We are grateful, of course, that we are citizens of a free nation. And Lord, we believe that our founding fathers left us something that was even beyond what they themselves fully envisioned or understood. That your hand, the hand of providence, as they called it, was in the background, moving and maneuvering to create the greatest nation the world would ever know, a place of freedom and hope and opportunity. And we know that while we didn't start out perfectly, we've continued to move toward a more perfect union. And now there are forces at work that want to separate us from the very foundational principle that made America possible, which is that rights and liberty come from Almighty God, not from the hand of government. And therein, in that Judeo-Christian principle, therein lies the true foundation for the success of our nation, Lord, that in spite of our imperfections, in spite of our faults, we have been a nation rooted and grounded in faith in God, and you have honored that, and we are grateful. And now, Lord, we ask you to help us save this nation. Save it from those people and those principles that are seeking to undermine that are seeking to destroy that foundation. Your word says, if the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? Help us to do what needs to be done. Thank you for these leaders on this call who are on the front line of battling to help America return to her most foundational principles. And thank you so much for our guest today, Dean Michelle Bachman, who has been on the front lines of this battle for a long time, never wavered, never compromised, always there providing leadership and guidance and direction. And we are so grateful for her. Continue to use her, we pray, in her role as Dean of the Robertson School of Government at Regent University, and wherever you might lead, guide, and direct her to be. We thank you and we praise you for this call and ask you to lead and help us, Lord God, to get everything out of it that you would have us get, to encourage and strengthen us to continue the quest to save this wonderful country that you gave us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, folks, of course, our guest is none other than Dean Michelle Bachman, former congresswoman, of course, and I hope you all read her biography because it really is illustrious, and I won't take time away from our conversation to go through it all, but attorney, master's of law and taxation, worked for the Internal Revenue Service for a time. She and her husband have been in business. He's got a degree from Regent as well. And, of course, she's now serving as dean of the Robertson School of Government at Regent University. So, and I could go into much, much more. But, Michelle, I want to take the time to talk to you because you have been such a blessing to so many, to this country in general, and to so many individually. I will take a moment just to – I think I said this to you before – but I had an event, this was over a decade ago, And we were trying to figure out, you know, a lot of congressional representatives were coming through speaking, and we were trying to figure out how it was going to close out. And you were supposed to come earlier, I think, and you couldn't, and you came in late. And I really didn't know you. I knew of you, but I didn't know you. And so I didn't know what you were going to say, but you were the closing speaker. And you came in, and you just, as they say, wrecked the house. You called upon the power of God in the Congress in a way that I'd never heard any political representative do it. And you, believe me, from that point on, I was a Michelle Bachmann devotee. So it is great. It is great to have you on now. Thank you for taking the time. So let's tell you what, let me pause and just give you an opportunity to greet people, and then I'll open up with a question.
Bishop Jackson, I greet you as a co-laborer in Jesus Christ, and everyone on this call, we are co-laborers in Jesus Christ. And what I want to encourage everyone on this call to recognize that we are living in the most exciting times in all of history. And you say, Michelle, you've got to be absolutely out of your mind. We're watching the intentional destruction not only of the United States, but generally of the Western civilization. That is true. We are watching that intentional destruction, but we're also seeing prophecies that are 1,500 years old, 2,000 years old. We are privileged to live in the times that the prophets long to see. So this is the greatest time, in my opinion, to witness, to recognize that the Word of God is true, it's unfolding, it's coming true right in front of our eyes. If there is ever a time to lift up the Word and to stay in the Word and to preach the Word and to witness the gospel to the captives, it is today. So I'm excited to be on this call today with you, Bishop Jackson, with all the people who are on this call, because what you are doing is exactly in line with where God wants his bride to be. And that's the only questions we have to ask ourselves. Am I where God wants me to be, number one? And number two, am I doing what he asked me to do? That's it. If you can say yes to both of those questions, it's a good day.
Wow. Well, look, first question then is what you just said, I hear all the time. People saying, well, you know what? We know which way the world is going. We know how things are going. America's just part of that. And what is the point? They're winning because that's the way things are going to unfold. And we just might as well go do something else, just enjoy ourselves and just watch the end times take their natural course rather than working and fighting to try to save a country that maybe God has already judged. How do you respond to that?
Well, that's not true, because look at Psalms 1. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked. We're seeing the wicked on fire right now, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night, because we don't have to worry about the wicked. We don't have to worry at all, because they will be condemned at the time of the judgment, the psalm says, and sinners will have no place among the godly. For verse 6, chapter 1, the Lord watches over the path of the godly, but the path of the wicked leads to destruction. So we know what we have to do. We need to stay with the Lord. I've been in the book of Amos quite a bit lately, and I'm just going to read from Amos 3:10. My people have forgotten how to do what is right, says the Lord. And obviously, he's talking to Israel, but I think about that for me. Have I forgotten to do what is right? As dean at the Robertson School of Government at Regent University, I saw when all of this movement was coming in the United States on this 1619 project to teach lies about America's heritage, that we are evil from the beginning, that we're irredeemably evil, that we can't restore this nation. We've got to collapse our nation with our Judeo-Christian heritage, and instead we have to rebuild on a foundation of Marxism. That's a lie. That's a lie. My people have forgotten how to do right. So, therefore, what I said to myself is, we've got to teach the truth about America. We've got to teach the truth about our Judeo-Christian heritage. So at Regent, we are starting a PhD program this summer. So we have undergrad, we have master's degree, we have a PhD. We will be the first online PhD degree in America teaching about our biblical worldview, American heritage. We're going to do that this summer because rather than curse the darkness, we're going to light a candle. And we're going to teach the next generation, how does a nation thrive? How do you build up a city? You've got all these cities that are imploding and destroying. And so we're going to have a PhD program on how do you look after the welfare of a city. We're going to have a PhD program on America's godly heritage. We're going to have a PhD program on international relations. What does the Bible say about international relations? And we're going to have a PhD program on national security. You're seeing all of these CIA and Department of Justice, and they're coming against the people. And so we want to train people who are going to go in and look after properly the national security interests of the nation. So we're going to do that at the undergraduate level, from the beginning of college through a college degree. We're going to do it in the master's level. We're going to do it in a PhD level, because we want to get godly people in positions in our government, in the Pentagon, in academia, leading Christian schools across the country. We want people who know something, my people who are failing for lack of knowledge. So that's what we're trying to do at Regent. Get people who know something based on the Word of God and then seek to light that candle in our nation. That's how we take the nation back. That's what the founders did. The first thing they did is start creating schools of higher education. The Pilgrims came, Jamestown came, and it wasn't very long after they started Harvard and these other schools based on the Word of God, the principles of the Word of God. Some of those schools have drifted off of that foundation, but that's where it starts, because true learning starts on the Word of God. If you acknowledge that God is God and that His Word is true, and that what you teach is going to be based on the Word of God, you can't go wrong. That's what we're doing. So rather than cursing the darkness, Bishop, we are lighting a candle at Regent University.
Now, you just anticipated my next question, because I've been thinking about you all morning as an educator and as someone who is shaping young minds while watching these incidents of what they call street takeovers, where not five or ten, but literally hundreds of young people looting, robbing. They were beating up a woman. They're attacking people's cars. And, I'm thinking, Lord, how do we reach these young people to show them? And then, by the way, politicians saying, well, they're really protesting poverty and social injustice. So justifying this kind of lawlessness. Yeah. How do we reach those kids, Michelle, and bring them under the influence of someone like you that will really show them how to do right?
Bishop, you're asking the right question. I think you're referring to Chicago, because Saturday night there were hundreds that descended on Millennial Park, this iconic sculpture known as the Bean. And I saw some of that video footage where they cornered a woman by her door of her house, and they were beating her up. That's not social justice. That's social injustice. So clearly, a message has been sent to these kids. A wrong message has been sent to the kids. And if they have been taught to hate America or to hate white people, that message is not helping our nation unite. So there's a lot wrong that people, I don't care what your skin color is, that people have done. But do we focus on that? We have to admit where we've been wrong. We have to confess our sins where we've been wrong. We have to repent and not do it again. But what we have to do is speak to these kids the fact that there is love in this world, and it begins with a holy God who died for them. And they can know what the love of a father is. They can know what the love of a mother is. And they don't have to turn to violence or hatred. They can turn to a future and a hope, because every single one of those kids, God created from the foundation of the earth, and he also created for them from the foundation. He also created works that only they could do from the foundation of the earth. Those works won't save them. It won't give them eternal life. But God wants to have a relationship with each one of those kids and give them the future and the hope and give them a new birth of freedom through salvation in Jesus Christ. And once that happens, disciple them and shepherd them, because his banner over those kids is love. He has not abandoned those kids. But we can't also approve of what they're doing, because what they're doing is the devil's work. And so they need to know what truth is, and they need to know that God doesn't approve of that, but he wants to, they're slaves now to that life. They're slaves, and he wants to set them free from that life and show them a different life. So they've got to be preached to and held accountable, but preached to and shown that love is the way out of this horrendous lifestyle that they've given themselves permission to be in.
Amen. Folks, I'm going to ask one more question and then open it up for you all. Press star 6 to get in queue to ask Michelle Bachman any question that you might have. We're going to keep her until about 12:30, so we've got about 15 minutes left. One other question, since you are dean of the School of Government, our government seems to have completely lost its way. It seems we are being outclassed, outthought by China. It seems that the government has no longer any interest in the needs of the people, but really more interested in expanding its own power and control over people. The Constitution is almost treated like a dead letter. I mean, we just went through COVID. What are you saying to people who come into a school of government who probably will end up working in government? How do they address this old deep state sort of ever expanding governmental power that seems to be encroaching on our liberty?
Well, everything that you said, Bishop, I confirm as true, because what we are seeing is an invasion of our government by people who despise our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, because our government was created. John Adams famously wrote that our government was created for a moral and a religious people. Our form of government won't work for any other. And I think that's why we're seeing the intentional destruction of the character of young people, particularly in our public schools, because then they are no longer governable, because our form of government begins with self-government, meaning self-control. The Bible talks about that. We have to learn character, godly character. And when that support pillar is knocked out from under us, it's very hard to have freedom. Freedom works for a people who can have self-control. And so at Regent University, we begin with our identity. And the world is saying that we're gods, just like Satan lied in the garden to Adam and Eve. And he said, you can be God. That's exactly what's happening today with this transgender thing. Satan is saying to this young generation of even 3- and 5-year-olds, you can be a God. You get to decide the basic identity of who you are, man, woman, something in between, some weird creature. And the fact is, you don't, because our identity is written in our DNA. And I don't care what your feelings are, or what clothes you're wearing, or what surgeries you have, or if you commit chemical castration of your own body. You'll be a mutilated, castrated person, but you're still going to be what God designed you to be from the foundation of the earth, either male or female. This is literally the front burner issue of our time, identity. So at Regent, we focus on their identity. Your identity is what God made you, and your identity is in Jesus Christ. And once you become a new creation, then you go from there.
Praise God. Folks, press star 6 to get in queue, and we want to start taking some of your questions. Let's take the first one. Go right ahead. Yes. I believe that's Marlene.
Yes. Hi, Michelle. This is Dr. Marlene McMillan in Texas. I'm the Lady of Liberty and Forgiveness that has the two trees card that you're familiar with the dead tree and the live tree, that teaches on the dialectic process. And in the billing of this, it said we would talk about vouchers and school choice. And so there's a mystery out here I just don't understand. And that is, how is a scheme that fosters government dependency and would have been considered in the past statist become a conservative position? It takes the parents and the homeschoolers and lures them into the net of government dependency, where control follows money and he who pays controls. And I just can't make this all balance. So please explain it to me. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Marlene, thank you for that question. I understand what you're saying. That's very tempting. But what people need to know, the United States of America spends more money on education than any other country on earth, and yet our test scores are about the worst of any country on earth by international comparisons. But the truth is, education isn't a mystery. You know, we taught our own children how to read at home. It isn't that hard. It's about 20 minutes a day. You teach children how to make, to recognize the letters and the sounds, and then you teach them blends. And about 20 minutes a day, you teach your child to read. Once your child knows how to read, they can pretty much teach themselves. So education doesn't have to be a mystery. You can do it either at home, or I urge every single church to open up their church so that there could be a form of homeschool co-ops or Christian schools or whatever. We have to start with our own children. We have to make sure that our own children are educated and know the Lord and find the path that God has called them to. That's one of the most important missions of any parent, to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and to observe the bent that God has built into their child, and then take that child the direction and steer that child the direction that they think that God is calling that child. It's really an exciting endeavor. It's the greatest legacy any parent will ever have. And parents have been lied to that education is some big mystery and that they have to turn their child over to the state. That's the last place you turn your child over. With this transgender movement being advanced as the number one agenda item in the public schools, parents need to seriously reconsider pulling their child out. But then you're responsible then for educating your child. It can certainly be done. And I want to encourage parents to do that, to pull their child out if they at all possibly can, teach their child themselves, or band together with other people and get this job done.
What would you say to the parents who believe, well, I want to send my child to Harvard, I want to send my child to Yale, I want to send them to some big name secular school because they're going to get a fine education there? And I'm sure you've had the same experience. I've had parents who've done that and then later tell me, I didn't recognize my kid when they came home. They rejected everything they've been taught. So go ahead.
That's right. And it doesn't have to be Harvard or Yale or Princeton. It can be a state school. Or you could send your child to the local public high school and lose your child there. I will tell you, there is an active war going on right now for the soul of your child. Your children are being targeted for this chemical castration and this physical mutilation. This is so much further along than most parents understand. So recognize your child is the target, and also to mess up their mind with a vain philosophy and with a false view of God. People need to understand that and recognize that. So, you know, we get real impressed with names like Harvard and Yale, but when you look at what Harvard and Yale are teaching, it is lies and the vain philosophies of man. I can say that because my oldest son, who's a medical doctor, went there for for a fellowship residency. I can say that because my brother taught at the medical school in Yale. He left, he quit because he saw all the lies that were being taught. My daughter went to Harvard for a master's degree. They all knew the Lord. The people I'm speaking of in my family are born again. They know the Lord. They knew enough to not be sucked into these vain philosophies. But they got so disgusted with it. It's, why would I pay for a faulty education? And so, therefore, they want to go somewhere where they're going to be taught the truth. So just because the world doesn't look on a college name as somehow being fancy, who cares? Your child needs to know something by the time they get a diploma. And so it's better to pay for your child to learn the truth and to have something that they can offer an employer or the world or start their own business. They'll be happier in the long run. And so these names on these degrees certainly aren't what we want to pay for.
They'll be indoctrinated, but not necessarily educated. So,
amen.
Okay. Okay, we've only got about 4 minutes left, and we got a couple more questions. Let's try to get these in. Let's take the next one.
Good afternoon, Bishop Jackson and Michelle.
All right, Dr. Melvin.
Yes, this is Dr. Melvin from Texas. You know, back during the 80s, we had to fight against the educational establishment with their outcome-based education. And I'm believing this is another version of it, but this is outcome-based education in blackface with this critical race theory stuff. But Ms. Bachman, does your curriculum address anything concerning the CRT that's infiltrating our educational system as well as our pulpits?
Yes, thank you for that question. Regent University was started by Pat Robertson. Maybe you've seen him on the 700 Club. Pat Robertson started the school and to be based on Judeo-Christian values and principles. And the school has maintained that position and mission statement for 46 years. And Pat Robertson said to us last year when CRT was the big discussion, he said, Regent is not going to go down that road. We are not going to embrace CRT. We are not going to embrace this fad toward equity, which is false equity, the inclusion diversity, which is not about embracing diversity. It's about embracing false philosophies. And he also said, we're not going to embrace all of the LGBTQ. We're not going to do that because it's the front burner issue for most of these institutions. So we make sure that our students understand what CRT is, but what we test on is biblical worldview knowledge. We want to make sure that whether you're getting a psychology degree, a law degree, a business degree, a government degree, a nursing degree, whatever degree you get, an education degree, we want to make sure that our students understand what this vain philosophy is, but we want them to understand what the Bible says and how to defeat vain philosophies, and that's what we test on.
All right, we got one more question. Let's take that one.
Thank you, Dean Bachman. My name is Zena Hackworth. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. I wanted to find out again a little bit more about the programs, the PhD programs you said you had coming up this summer. Can you mention a couple of them again and which ones you kind of recommend? Thank you.
Sure. If you're interested in government, you could go to RSG, that's Robertson School of Government, RSG PhD. So you can go to rsgphd@regent.edu, regent.edu. So rsgphd@regent.edu. Or you can just go to Regent University, which is regent.edu, and then type in whatever you're interested in pursuing. So the PhDs are easy to find, and even if you just go to regent.edu, you can put in RSG PhD in the search engine, and then the information will come up. And here's the exciting thing. We were able to hire the top scholar in the country. He was an endowed, what they call an endowed chair at another university. He was so excited to come to Regent. He is coming to us because we are committed to this program. And he just released a brand new book last week on America's founding, on liberty. And so we're just thrilled because we're seeing that a lot of these professors at other schools, they're saying, I see the direction that my university is going, and I want to go somewhere that's going to be committed to biblical worldview. And so we're getting more faculty wanting to come to us. We're getting PhD students transferring into our PhD program because they actually want to learn something. They don't want to have to repeat lies back to some professor in order to get a passing grade. They want to just actually learn things about America's godly heritage. So I'll tell you, like next week, we're going to have an honoring. We're going to recovenant this nation back to God at Virginia Beach, Virginia. That was the first landing, the first settlement in the United States. The first permanent settlement was at Jamestown, but they actually landed in Virginia Beach, Virginia. They put a big, giant wooden cross in the sand. They fasted and prayed for 3 days, and they prayed a prayer from the Anglican prayer book, which was that the gospel would go forth from those shores in Virginia Beach, and that ultimately the gospel would go to the whole earth. Well, here's what's unbelievable. Over 300 years later, from that very shore, from that very city, the Christian Broadcasting Network was begun, and the very first satellite was launched in 1979 on the same exact date that that prayer was prayed on that shore, on April 29th. And over 300 years later, they launched the very first satellite that carried Christian broadcasting to the whole earth 24/7. And literally hundreds of millions of people around the earth have given their life to Jesus Christ because of those satellites that have gone up. And even today, they're going into countries where missionaries have a very hard time going into, Iran, Iraq, all the rest. It is amazing how God answered that prayer from the prayer and the fasting from the same shores from Virginia Beach, Virginia. And so Pat Robertson started Regent. He also started Christian Broadcasting Network. He also started Operation Blessing to help the poor and the dispossessed. And he started the American, ACLJ to counter the ACLU. Mm-hmm. You can't believe these ministries that have been starting, but God is so faithful and powerful to his word. So when we pray and when we ask, God is not slow to answer. He answers. And so that's why we as believers need to cry out to him now for our nation and for salvation.
Hey, April 29th, this is happening at Virginia Beach.
This year it's going to happen April 26th, but every year thereafter it'll be April 29th. We couldn't get a permit in time, but April 26th we're going to be down there on the beach recovenanting our nation back to God.
Amen. Amen. Can we find out more about that at the Regent website?
I think where? So. You can also go to First Landing. I think
First Landing
is where. Yes, First Landing is where I think it's going to be.
Well, listen, Michelle, as always, you are in the forefront of helping call us back to those foundational roots that made this wonderful nation possible. And I'll tell you, I'm encouraged by your leadership because knowing you and others who are under your influence means that we've got a bright future because I really believe God is going to turn the controls over to people like us, that the righteous might be in authority rather than the wicked. So God bless you for what you're doing.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, and God bless everyone in this audience. God has not failed us. He has not abandoned us. Instead, he has unfurled his banner over each one of us, and his banner is love.
Amen. By the way, I've neglected to mention, but we are honoring Dean Michelle Bachman on May the 16th at the Tyson's Corner Marriott at our Stand Awards dinner, giving her the George Washington Award for taking a stand. So I'm looking forward to that, Michelle. Thank you so much for being a part of that.
Me too, and I'll see you then, Bishop. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. All right, folks. Well, look, I'm glad I got that in while she was still on. That's May the 16th. That's a Tuesday, 7 p.m. at the Tyson's Corner Marriott. We have tickets available. Go to standamerica.us for your tickets. Tickets are $150. This is our top fundraiser of the year. We have a donor who is going to add dollar for dollar up to $100,000. If we can reach that goal, that the donor will give us an additional $100,000. But for every ticket you buy, the amount of money that we raise will be doubled by this donor who has agreed to match it. So, folks, this is an opportunity for you to help us. And look, if you can't come or that's a little too rich for you or whatever, go to the website and make a donation because we really are going to need it for this battle that we are in, which does seem to get worse day by day. But we are undaunted. We are not backing down or backing up, not one iota. The other thing I want to mention is we're still offering my book, Sweet Land of Liberty, Reflections of a Patriot Descended from Slaves. You can either buy it wherever books are sold, or you can get it from our publisher at a 15% discount. That's faithfultext.com, faithfultext.com. Or if you want to partner with us, and we'd love to have you do that. I don't know how many, but since we started this a couple months ago, we had 75 new Patriot partners join us. But you can go to standamerica.us, sign up for $25 or more a month, and we will happily send you a signed, numbered copy of the book. So, folks, pray for us, support us, help us. And by the way, we are in the process now of establishing stand chapters around the country. We've got two that are being set up even as we speak. We got a lot of supporters around the country, but we've never tried to organize them into chapters, and we're now doing that. If you are interested in starting a stand chapter, get in touch with Pastor Marlon Sharp. He's our national field director, and he will give you what you need in order to establish a stand chapter where you are. Folks, we got to fight this at the local, state, and the national level. And we're doing everything we can at the national level, but we've got to get down into those grassroots areas. And by the way, here's the wonderful thing about STAND that's different from other organizations that you might get involved with. Number one, we're not a one-issue organization. So you can address the life issue. You can address the marriage issue. You can address all this transsexual nonsense that's going on. You can address CRT because we're an organization dedicated to upholding the Judeo-Christian values and heritage and principles that made America great. And that touches on all of those things. Rather than, and I'm not in any way criticizing single-issue organizations, but we are not a single-issue organization. So you can address all of that. That means you can work with pro-life people. You can work with people who are dealing with family issues. You can work with people who are addressing the things that are going on in the schools. You can lead on all of that through STAND. So that's number one. Number two, you can establish your chapter within the church, but it doesn't have to be. And the FRC has done a wonderful job of establishing cultural impact teams in the churches. But I know some churches don't want them. And so STAND is a community organization. It can be in the church, but it can be right there in the community. If you've already got a cultural impact team in the church, you don't need STAND in the church. But there may be people who want to work together across churches, you know, who go to different churches who want to work together. And so we can accommodate that in a way that some organizations cannot. Look, we're all in this together, and it's not a competition. It's a cooperation because we're all fighting to do the same thing, which is to save our country. We just want to do our part. So if you want to start a stand chapter, get in touch with Pastor Marlon Sharp. Pastor Marlon, what is your email address, the standinc.net email address now?
It's pastormarlon@standinc.net.
Okay, Pastor Marlon at standinc.net. We've changed our address, folks, to standinc, STANDINC.net, because Google basically blacklisted standamerica.us. So we had to move away from that as an email address. So you can email him at pastormarlon@standinc.net. Well, look, that's going to do it for today. God bless each and every one of you. Stay in the fight. Keep it up. We're going to win. Don't be discouraged or disheartened by the crazy stuff you see going on, like these new now street takeovers we're seeing. All of this stuff is just a manifestation of the same craziness, the same demonic influence, and it's going to all collapse on their heads. It's not going to work because evil simply cannot prevail over God. It can't. I don't care what it looks like. Now, it likes to look like it can. It likes to act like it can. It likes to pretend it can and that it ultimately will, but it won't. So all we've got to do is just not take our hands off the wheel, not throw our hands up in anguish and discouragement and, oh, what is the point? But to just absolutely be steady, moving forward without any apology, compromise, refusing to be intimidated. And you're going to look up one day, folks, and you're going to say, wow, look at how quickly our country seems to have turned around. I mean that. I believe that with all my heart. So I just encourage you all, stand up, step up, speak up, refuse to back up, because we cannot be defeated if we will not quit, because we are on God's side.